turn on the news or scroll through social media, and it feels like the world is falling apart. Wars, natural disasters, political chaos, economic uncertainty, violence, and division everywhere. It's easy to feel overwhelmed and scared about what's coming next. The disciples felt the same way when Jesus told them that even the magnificent temple in Jerusalem, one of the most beautiful and solid buildings they knew, would be completely destroyed. They asked when this would happen and what signs to watch for. Jesus gave them an answer that was both sobering and comforting. Yes, terrible things would come: wars, earthquakes, famines, persecutions. But he also gave them the most important instruction: do not be terrified. Two voices, two choices. In every crisis, we hear two voices competing for our attention. The world's voice screams, "Be afraid!" It tells us to panic, to hoard, to protect ourselves at all costs, to stop trusting anyone, to give up hope. But the Lord's voice says something completely different: stand firm. Jesus doesn't deny that difficult times are coming, but he promises that not a hair of your head will perish, and by your endurance you will gain your lives. This is the choice every disciple faces. Will we listen to the world's panic or to the Lord's peace? Will we let fear control our actions, or will we stand firm in faith? The promise hidden in judgment. The prophet Malachi speaks of a day that burns like an oven, a time of judgment and fire. But he makes an incredible promise: for you who fear the Lord, the Sun of Righteousness shall rise with healing in its wings. This teaches us something important. God's judgment and God's healing often come together. The same fire that destroys what is false also purifies what is true. The same events that terrify those who trust only in earthly things bring hope to those who trust in God. When everything around us seems to be shaking, it's actually an opportunity for what cannot be shaken to become more visible. When human institutions fail, God's faithfulness becomes more clear. When earthly securities disappear, heavenly security becomes more precious. Keep working. Keep building. Paul had to deal with a problem in the early church. When people heard about the end times and Christ's return, some Christians stopped working. They figured, if everything's going to end soon, why bother with ordinary responsibilities? But Paul gave clear instructions: work quietly, earn your bread, do not grow weary in doing good. Even in uncertain times, especially in uncertain times, we need to keep building, serving, and taking care of our responsibilities. When fear spreads, some people stop making plans, stop helping others, stop investing in relationships. Paul says, keep going. Your ordinary faithfulness matters. The world needs people who keep doing good work even when everything seems unstable. Crisis as opportunity. Here's one of the most surprising things Jesus said about difficult times: you will be brought before kings and governors. This will be your opportunity to bear witness. What looks like persecution and problems, Jesus calls opportunity. When the world is shaking, people pay attention in ways they normally don't. When everything seems uncertain, they become more open to hearing about hope that doesn't depend on circumstances. November 16th, 2025, standing firm when everything shakes. This means that crisis times aren't just something to survive, they're times when our faith can shine most brightly. When everyone else is panicking, Christians who remain calm and loving become walking testimonies to God's peace. When others are hoarding and fighting, believers who keep sharing and serving show what God's kingdom looks like. What endurance really means. Jesus promises, by your endurance, you will gain your lives. But endurance doesn't mean being stubborn or just gritting your teeth and waiting for bad times to pass. True endurance is love that keeps its post. It's continuing to pray when prayer seems pointless. It's continuing to work when work seems meaningless. It's continuing to witness to hope when everyone around you is giving in to despair. Endurance means holding your place in faith and charity when the headlines are roaring and everyone else is running around in circles. It's choosing to trust God's promises instead of believing the world's predictions of doom. Three steady practices for shaking times. Pray with the sun. Begin each day by lifting your face to Christ and name one specific fear for His healing. Don't start your day with the news or social media. Start with Jesus, who is the Son of Righteousness with healing in His wings. Tell Him honestly what you're afraid of and ask Him to replace that fear with His peace. This sets the tone for your whole day. Work without fuss. Do today's duties well and help someone who has become idle to re-engage in good work. Don't let anxiety make you either frantic or lazy. Keep doing your regular responsibilities with excellence and love. If you know someone who has stopped working or caring because they're overwhelmed by current events, gently encourage them to get back to meaningful activity. Useful work is one of the best antidotes to despair. Witness on cue. When anxiety surfaces in conversation, speak one clear word of hope and follow it with one deed of mercy. You don't have to preach sermons, but when people around you are expressing fear and hopelessness, offer a calm word of hope. Then back it up with action. Help someone, share something, do something kind. People believe hope more when they see it in action than when they just hear it in words. The cornerstone that cannot fall. Jesus told His disciples that the temple stones would fall, and they did, about 40 years later when the Romans destroyed Jerusalem. But He also promised that He would remain as their cornerstone, the foundation that can never be shaken. Buildings fall. Governments change. Economies rise and crash. Even churches and institutions can crumble. But Christ remains constant. The God who counts every hair on your head will carry you through to life. The world shakes, but God remains. Panic is loud, but perseverance is holy. When everything around us seems uncertain, we can hold our place in faith and charity, knowing that our foundation is solid. We don't have to be afraid of the future because we know who holds the future. We don't have to panic about change because we worship the God who never changes. We can stand firm, not because we're strong, but because He is faithful. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, when the world around us shakes, help us remember that You remain our solid foundation. When fear tries to overwhelm us, remind us of Your promise that not a hair of our heads will perish. Give us the grace to endure with love, to keep working for good even in uncertain times, and to be witnesses of hope when others are losing heart. Help us stand firm in faith and keep our place in Your kingdom, no matter what happens around us. Amen.